Hello, welcome to another episode of Global Pause Rethink the Future. So today's podcast, we're going to talk about current events, especially what's happening within France. So, and the reason why I'm going to do this is to give context to what we always talk about. So the nature of, say, a praxis, which would be to potentialize your time beyond the economic good to temporalized place for a common surpassing. So the protests that are occurring within on different forms of protests, so mass protests, but then ones that relate to the vaccine passport, there is something that's occurring there, this kind of French resistance, and this is the reason why I call it, that we can think of what's occurring, but look at the way how this could be done in another way. There's a potential that's basically latent, that's right in front of your face that you can actually see. So I thought that this is just a good way to give context to what I always talk about. I do talk, I've discussed this at length, the nature of the impasse of protest, that you have a demand or you're a claimant against, yet demand is part of, is I suppose, what we're given credit for as consumers. And so in the context of the vaccine passport, when essentially qualifying social life, so, you know, the French love to go and spend time eating and drinking at cafes and whatnot, you have, obviously, if you do not have a passport or you don't have vaccinated, then you are basically not allowed to go visit these places. So what you've seen is that people are setting up shop. Well, people are coming together, like family groups. You can see them in the news where there's a certain area where there's cafes, and these people are basically having lunch or whatever out the front of these establishments. And so therefore they're going there, they're saying, well, this is our demand, but you no longer cannot have our demand because it's been qualified through the overt authoritarianism of the French state. And yet they're coming together, they're individual kind of groups, they're out the front. Now, here, this is the way how that you can see, well, what are they doing? They're protesting it, and they're protesting it in the specific kind of way that they are. The context, what we can look at is to say, well, all right, so what is, to eat food is a private thing that you share publicly. And yet you have all these people that are coming together to protest, say, this authoritarianism, but then doing it in like groups that you would do. But the thing that they all share with all the people that you see that are sitting down having a meal is that they all share the same common thing about, well, liberty and about fraternity. And so all these principles that the Republic, the French Republic, is meant to be found on. And yet you have the scenario of the overt grab of the state that is qualifying social life. So the thing is that all these people, they only need to come together and have a group meal, like together, whereby that they have that commonality, and yet you have something that's a lot more lively than maybe what would otherwise be the case. So in this, if you look at it like that, everybody is doing exactly the same thing, but they're still doing it in individual groups. So if you have everybody coming together, doing exactly what they do, but then coming together where they are literally all together, they're not separated, they're all together in the sense of the way how that they're sharing a meal, and that they're sharing the bonds of obviously something that they find repugnant, then what they're doing is that they're temporalizing place. So the economic good of their time, so the leisure that they're spending in this regard, is looking at the way, okay, so now I'm being disqualified from social life through the overt grab of the state. Doesn't mean to say that I cannot enjoy the end that I presuppose, which is my leisure, but then doing it through the overt political nature of it, because it is a protest, as much as it's like eating a meal is a protest. But there's much more power in that meal if everybody is together doing the same thing, because then there is a conviviality to it that is missing from social life when it's been, say, commercialized. So you only have to go back a few hundred years within Europe and, you know, certain kind of festivals and whatnot, where it was a lot more richer communal experience. So here you have the building blocks literally of something that is a communal experience that's been brought about by the overt claim of the state, where people come together to share a meal like they always do, but then to do it in a kind of collective kind of way. And if you do that, what you're doing is that if that way of sharing a meal, so the way how people would, you know, provide their meal, they would, you know, cook their food, they would do whatever they do, whatever that they bring, they're sharing, all right? They're making an offering, all right, to that place. They're trying, they're temporalizing place beyond the overt grab of the state. That's that is the potential of a common surpassing. So we could say, well, how does that work? Well, if you think that, one of the things that I always talk about is that you can potentialize the meaning of your existence. So that's your labor or your leisure. So the context here, it's literally the leisure. The leisure here is, you know, the way how that we share a celebration. So a meal is a celebration. You only have to think of Christ's Last Supper or to give context to, you know, what is a meal that is shared that has significance. All right. So the significance of the meal and the way how that sharing or that offering to temporalize that place is a way that how other art, so the art of cooking, the art of giving, can be given within that context. So therefore the way how music can also therefore become part of that gathering. So you have the sense of that you're going to have a gathering basically of people protesting that come together to have something that's more of a communal meal, and then you are adding other art forms to it that makes it so much more lively than what was the case otherwise. Because if you think, if you've got all these different restaurants and all they're doing is they're qualifying people, and yet you have so much more, you know, life within that, what these people are doing with all the other music and all the other art forms that go in towards the experience, well, then that's what's attractive, isn't it? That's what is attractive. And yet, so the demand that the businesses require, you know, they need patronage. Then they don't have that patronage. And if you can create an alternative where if there's a love of obviously food and wine and life within, say, France, which obviously there no doubt is, then that gives rise to the expression of it in a completely different way. So the way how that the state is making an overt great to qualify can then create the potential of a movement that actually enriches social life. Because then what it's doing, people can't understand what's actually occurring in that circumstance. If there's an overt grab and they're introducing a social credit system, and so therefore they're creating a divide within French society, and this is what is going to occur right around the globe, then these people, through sharing a meal, are offering something to the future that's just currently not given now. Right, but if you think that if you go to if you're one of these people that are protesting in the sense of having a meal, but then you don't understand that we actually share the same thing, you know, the group that's here and the group that there have the same principles, right? It's the same thing that you share. There's no reason why, obviously, you going there and having a conversation about it leads ultimately to the conversation which I always talk about. What's that? It's that you're a consumer. You're not a fucking. You're not a citizen. You're a consumer of power. So you're just meant to accept what's given. So the context here is that meal saying, well, I don't accept what it's given. But then it enables you to have the conversation about, well, how do you produce yourself as a consumer? If this thing is making an overt claim on social life, then we have to potentialize the form of life that power presupposes. So the way how a meal is shared is what? What does a meal facilitate? Conversation. So you have that. You have the example here, just right in your face, of the way how these people are potentializing their time beyond the economic good, because that's their leisure. It's always secured. If you're securing your time as a supplement, you know, it presupposes it's always an economic good, irrespective of whether or not you are doing so. And so they're potentializing their time beyond the economic good to temporalize place, the temporalized place of the sharing of a meal, to potentialize that the common surpassing. Because once they come together and they start to have a conversation about what's actually happening within the Republic as such, and then it turns towards, well, how does power presuppose they can just do this? All right, we'd like to think that we're citizens, you know, citizens, but you're not citizens. You know, the denominator that in a market orientated way of life is that you're a consumer. And I always say that to be a consumer is not to buy shit. To be a consumer is to spend your time to no end. So the time that would otherwise be spent to no end is going to a restaurant enjoying a meal has so much more potential as a result of what the state is actually doing. Right? They don't realize that if you're looking at the trope of the Last Supper, they are creating their own Last Supper, in the sense that if they continue to do this, they are going to delegitimize themselves. And if they delegitimize, they're going to marginalize themselves and they're eventually going to be surpassed. And this is a thing that people don't understand, the power of people. So if you think of the power of protest, but then you understand that protesting and coming together and listening to some person crap on is one thing. But then if you think, okay, take that to the next level and just share a meal in front of these places that are trying to qualify social life, but then come together where you do it communally, where you're facilitating a conversation that has only come about through the overt claim of the state, to then question your form of life, the presuppositions that's built into your life, the way how you produce yourself as a consumer, the relationality that you share, all right, is this want, right, your independence from the claim money has over your life, because you presuppose your time is a preeminent good that you're focused on, and that you're only given credit for your want of life, and that's what's been qualified right now in France when they're trying to qualify the social life, your want of life, the want of life that people just otherwise expected to partake of. They're being denied, they're being qualified in reference to that. So therefore, if you succumb or subordinate yourself to the dictates of the state, it's qualifying your want. That's all it does. That's why the Great Reset is nothing else than trying to qualify the only credit you as a consumer has. That's why you are a consumer. You're not a person. We're not people, all right? We are diminutive. To be a people, compared to being a consumer, are like worlds apart. It's a diminutive form to be a consumer. So I thought that this is a rapid-fire way of reading meeting or the potential into something that's occurring now. So I just hope that there's enough people in France and in Italy and all these other places that are having this thing, that are doing something like this, but then can see the potential to turn inwards and a way of facilitating a conversation where the intentionality of the protest is given a collective kind of resonance and power that it doesn't otherwise have. Because then once again you add the art into it, you add music into it, then you have something, you have basically this celebration of life. And ultimately the state is trying to deny that through the pretext of what it's doing. Anyway, just thought that would be a good thing just to talk about now, seeing it's current. Till next time, take care.